Have you ever taken any medicine and read the things on it? That's pretty good. All right, that's the medical world, the secular world, wants to take care of our fears, our worries, our anxieties, probably buy a real pill of some kind. But you are the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are Christians.
Yes.
We are children of the Most High God.
Amen.
So let's define fear in a Christian way. All right? So I would like to define it right now. Fear as putting more trust in the devil and in his power than trusting in God and his faithfulness to use his power on our behalf. Fear releases the power of the devil to work in our lives, just like faith releases the power of God to work in our lives, just like the pastor said this morning. We fear in our lives that something we've done is going to keep God from working on our behalf. I mean, we've all heard these wonderful verses from God, and it's like, well, you know, he's not going to do that for me. So let's see what the Bible says about this. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, what? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Wow. Let's go to Deuteronomy 31. Verse 6. Be strong, take courage, don't be intimidated, don't give them a second thought. Because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down.
Amen.
He won't leave you. If we truly, truly believe those two verses, would we fear? If we truly believed in the all-powerful God that can do anything, would fear do that to us?
No.
Let's do another one. Exodus 3, 10 and 11. So now, go. I am sending you... Oh, that don't sound like mine. I'm going to read what I have on mine, and I may have put the wrong verse down. But I've got Exodus 3, 10 and 11. It's the NIV version. It says, be strong and courageous. Don't tremble. Don't be afraid of them. The Lord your God is the one who is going with you. He won't abandon you or leave you. He won't abandon you or leave you. Let's go to Haggai 1:13. This is out of the Message version. And I simply love this. Did it die?
There we go. We got it.
You got it.
It's on the back.
Yeah, no, that ain't it either. That's not it, but Haggai 1:13. Look that up, Pastor.
Okay.
Make sure I got the right. It's the Message version. But listen to this. Then Haggai... There it is.
Great.
All right.
Yeah.
Then Haggai, God's messenger, preached God's message, okay? This was God's message to the people.
I'm with you.
I am with you.
Amen. Yes.
And when I say I give my word, look at that.
Yeah. God's word.
How amazing.
I'm with you.
I am with you.
Amen.
Oh, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is with you.
Yes.
I'd like all of you to take a journey with me right now. If you will close your eyes, you don't have to bow down. Just close your eyes, clear your mind for a second. In your imagination, I want you to imagine the cross. Is everybody there? Okay. You go up and kneel before the cross. You are kneeled before the cross. Now, in your imagination, I want you to look up and see Jesus right there. And he looks you in the eyes and he says, I'm doing this for you. I free you from sin and death. I will be with you forever. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I give my life for you. I will always be there for you. Always. Woo! Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. God will never leave you nor forsake you. If God were standing right here in front of you right now, and that's not me, right? If God were standing right here in front of you and he said to you directly, don't do this, or I want you to do this, what would you do? You would do everything in your power to make that happen, whatever he said to do or not to do. Well, I want you to know that God is right here.
Yeah.
In word.
Yes. Yes.
Telling you exactly what to do and what not to do.
Yeah.
Amen.
So when you hear this word,
yes,
it is time to do everything you can possibly do to make it happen.
Yes.
Joshua 1:9. God's talking to you. Have I or have not I commanded you? I mean, sometimes God says to do something or not do something. This, he said, have I not commanded you?
Yeah.
Be strong.
Hallelujah.
Be vigorous.
Hallelujah.
And be very courageous.
Glory.
Be not afraid.
Amen.
Neither dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord. Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 41:10. This is God's word. God's word. Fear not. There is nothing to fear. For I am with you.
Hallelujah.
Do not look around you in terror and be dismayed. For I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand.
Amen.
On the Amplified Version here it says, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation. God will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
When we think of things in our own lives and we start thinking about ourselves, we think that, oh, you know, there's sin. Maybe I've done some sort of sin. And all of us know the Big Ten, right?
Yeah.
But we all have another list of things that we would never, ever do or try not to do. And these are sins that we put in our, or we think that is in our lives. But I want you to know that there are things in our lives that we don't consider sin. That are worry, fear, and anxiety.
Yeah.
And we don't, if we've never told that that's a sin, the minute we fear it, it's like, oh, that's natural. That's just the way life is.
Yeah.
But God said, do not. He said, I commanded you.
Yeah. Amen.
The sin of worry and fear and unbelief or anxiety is really a doubt and unbelief in God doing what he said he would do for us.
That's true. Right.
God doesn't want us to be bound by any habit. And lots of times, fears and worries and anxieties is a habit.
That's right. Yeah.
This is one of the worst things that we can have in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And God is over and over and over again telling us not to do it.
Right.
In fact, the secular world even tells us how bad worry and fear and anxiety is.
Yeah.
Doctors are telling us that there are more sick people in hospitals, mental institutions, and even dead because of worry and fear more than any other cause.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Worry and fear, remember the definition, releases the works of the devil in your life and will paralyze you. It will kill you. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 8. Therefore, humble yourselves. Demote, lower yourselves in your own estimation under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Casting the whole of your care. How much of your anxieties?
All
of your anxieties. All your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. On him, because he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. I think you mentioned this. For the enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Amen. I want you to look at that. Let's go back to 7, if you will. Verse 7. It says all your anxieties.
Right.
All your worries and all your concerns. What's left out of all?
Nothing.
It's just amazing. Fear releases the power of the devil to work in our lives. And I want you to know that as you were born and you're raised up, like those commercials we saw, every day fear, worry, and anxiety is spoken into our lives.
Yeah.
And every day people say, well, this is how you handle that. This is how you do this. We become more influenced with our circumstances and the thing around us than we do the Word of God.
Right. Yeah.
The Word of God tells us exactly what to do with our worries, right?
Amen.
It tells us exactly what to do. I don't know what you have to worry about in your life, but God knows every thought that you have. He knows everything that's going on in your life. He knows all about you. He said, cast all the whole of your care, all of your anxieties, all of your worries, all of your concerns, once for all.
Amen.
On him. You may be thinking to yourself, I can't do that. Well, yes, you can.
Amen.
God is a just and a kind God.
Yes.
And if he told you to do something, he has already equipped you.
Yes.
He has already prepared you.
That's right.
And has already given you the ability to do what he's told you to do.
That's right.
Amen. It's inside of you.
Glory. Yes, it is.
And believe it or not, fear keeps us from doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The works of the devil, right?
Yeah.
Let's go to Romans 8, 38 and 39. I'd like for you all to read this one with me, if you would. Let's read this one out loud. For I am persuaded beyond doubt, am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't that amazing?
Praise God.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at this verse again, though. Things present. Things present.
Yeah.
This is the fears in our lives. Yeah. Or threatening.
Yeah.
Nor things to come.
Yeah.
If you say, oh, next month. Oh, man. That's something to come. Yeah. None of those things are going to separate you.
Glory to God.
From the power and love of God.
Amen.
It is your choice to refuse to worry. Simply refuse it. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Let's go to, what did Jesus tell us? Let's go to Luke 12, 25 and 26. This is red letters in the Bible, right?
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Which of you, by being overly anxious and troubled, with cares can add one cubit to his stature or a moment, unit of time, to his age, the length of his life. If then you are not able to do such a little thing as that, why are you anxious and troubled with the cares about the rest? Jesus just told you that, hey, there's no fear that I can't overcome. It's so little. There's no fear. Psalms 55:22. They did tell us that Macs never crash.
They lied. We got it.
Cast your burden on the Lord. What? Release it? Release it. And he will sustain you and uphold you. He will, what does that say?
Never.
What?
Never.
Allow the righteous, and that's you guys. You are the righteousness of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken, slip, fall, or fail.
Amen.
Oh, my. Psalms 34:7. Let's see what else the word tells us. And the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. You all reverence God. The angel of the Lord has encamped around you.
Amen.
Who will fear and worship him with awe. And let's see, each of them he delivers.
Praise God.
Amen. Amina says he rescues them all.
Yes. Amen.
He rescues you. Same thing as delivering. Yes. Psalms 91:11. For he will command his angels.
Yes.
All right, I'm reading a different amp. It's all good though. For he will command his angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways. He is protecting, defending you. Now, isn't fear something that we're worried about? Somebody's going to come over? He's going to defend you in all your ways.
Amen.
Remember this. Fear is doubt and unbelief in God doing what he said he would do for you.
Right. That's true.
This doubt and unbelief allows the works of the devil, who is roaming around like a roaring lion, to overtake and devour us. Have you ever said in your life, and I've done this myself, why would God do anything for me? You know, I'm not a preacher. I don't read my Bible every day. I don't go to church. I don't volunteer enough. You know, only preachers and these high holy people get all the good stuff from God, right? Well, I want you to know that if you think that your actions or something in your life stops God from doing what his word says, you are simply wrong.
Yeah.
God is faithful to his word.
Yes.
Not your actions.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
God will never, never leave us. God's word will always, and I think you mentioned this, do what he sent it out to do. In fact, it will accomplish what he said. God has already released his faith in every word that he has given us. His faith has been released. In fact, he believes it's going to come to pass.
Yes, he does.
And he acts as if it already has.
Yes, he does.
Yes, amen.
Yeah.
So when we think about things like, I'm waiting on him to do something, he's already done it.
Yeah.
You're not waiting on anything.
That's right.
Yes.
The word is done.
Amen.
Let's listen to how God treats you and the sin or actions in your life, okay? So, well, Psalms 103. Nope, I'll read it. This is Psalms 103, 2 through 6. Bless the Lord, O my soul,
Amen.
And forget not all his benefits.
Yes.
Who forgives all your iniquity? Who heals all your diseases?
Yes.
Who redeems your life from the pit?
Yes.
Who crowns you
yes.
with steadfast love and mercy? who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
Yes.
Listen to this. Listen close. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Fear, worry, and anxiety is oppression from the devil.
That's right.
We have all been oppressed one way or another. And God works righteousness and justice for all of us.
Amen.
Amen. The works of the devil is oppression.
Amen.
Remember that. Sickness, disease, fear, worry, anxiety. Let's continue on. Psalms 103, 10 through 13. He does not deal with us according to our sins.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God. Amen.
Nor repay us according to our iniquities, which is our actions, our lack of doing something or doing something, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion on those who fear him. Amen. There is nothing in your life that will stop God from working on your behalf.
Amen.
Okay? When we think we've fallen short, we have. But God is bigger than that. God is faithful to his words, not our actions. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, your past sins, your current sins, and your future sins have been paid for.
Amen.
It's done. God is not dealing with us according to our sins. Our sins are as far as the east is from the west, away from us, right?
Yes.
He said he would never leave us nor forsake you. He will never leave you. Okay. You say, Robert, I know all this. I know what God wants to hear from me. I know what he said. But how in the world can I overcome these fears, right? We've all heard messages. But how can we overcome the fear in reality? Well, I am glad that you asked me. Because the Bible tells us how. All right, do we have verses or do we keep reading? I'm going to keep reading, it looks like. It's done. Well, at least the video's played.
Yeah.
Philippians 4, 6. And this is the Amplified version, okay? Do not be anxious or worried about anything. What did God just say?
Do not.
Come on
not
now. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. Did you hear that? Do you understand? The first two things that God said to do was what? He said, don't fret, don't worry, don't be anxious. Don't worry about anything. Take the first step. And try. Make a determination.
Yeah.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Take all of your fears, all your worries, your anxieties, and circumstances to God in prayer.
Yeah.
God always hears you.
Amen.
So when you take that fear to him in prayer, start praising him and thanking him
right.
for already taking care of the situation.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Because he said prayer with thanksgiving.
Yes. Amen.
And then he says, continue making your requests made known to God. I want you to understand in this one. I've read that before and I thought, okay, I got to pray about this fear over and over and over again. But that's not true. He says to continue making your requests known to God, which means I've given him this fear. Now I can give him this fear.
Amen.
Now I can give him this fear.
Yes.
And I trust him and I thank him
yes.
for taking care of that situation for
yes.
me.
Yes.
Amen.
We can all do this. We can cast our fears upon God. He is not an unjust God. Amen. And he didn't tell you to do something that you couldn't do.
That's right.
Amen.
How many, I want somebody to raise their hands. How many of you in here have had kids? Okay, how many of you have been kids? All right, I got you. All right, as a parent and your child, about this tall, maybe this tall, got scared of something, terrified, right? And I want you guys to think about it. They come running up to you, and they put their arms around your leg and squeezed it as tight as they could squeeze it, and they're just shaking. You could feel the trembling in them, right? Mm-hmm. You know they're afraid. You look down on them. You put your hand on their head, right? And you say, "Don't worry, I got you. I will never allow anything to hurt you."
That's right.
Has anybody ever done that?
Yes.
I want you to know that God, your loving
yes.
Father, is doing that for you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, "I will never allow anything."
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord.
2 Corinthians 4:18, the New Living Translation.
Woo!
Look at that.
Okay. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. But the things that we cannot see will last forever.
Amen.
Let's go back to your child. When that child heard you say, "I got you," they forgot their fear. They forgot. I mean, it just was wiped away. They forgot their fear. They fixed their gaze on something that couldn't be seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Because what does "I got you" mean?
Uh-huh.
How does that stop something from hurting you? They fixed their gaze on
That's
something
good.
That cannot be seen.
That's good.
But on the words
yes.
that you said.
That's right.
Yeah.
They trusted you. Fear just fled from them.
Yeah.
They quit trembling.
Yeah.
And they looked up and said, "Oh, I'm safe."
Yeah.
Your loving Father has told you that.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 10:5. This is mine is the King James, so I'm going to read it. It's almost exactly like that one. "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ."
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Casting down imaginations.
Yeah.
Fear
yeah.
is the imagination
right.
that the devil is stronger than God.
That's right. Yeah.
Fear is the imagination that God can't overcome
right.
our trouble.
Uh-huh.
In fact, every fear is an imagination.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell your story. Just say the pastor told me about the story. He was in Israel, and he said his side started hurting. Right.
Mm-hmm. From my hip all the way down to my foot, my right side.
All right.
My leg.
As it started to hurt, he didn't say this part. His imagination said it might be sciatica. I don't know exactly what sciatica is.
Yeah.
But I've heard that's what it does, and that's just probably might be what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But he took that imagination captive and said, "God, you are my healer.
Yeah.
I am healed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and I rebuke this right now."
Amen.
And that pain left,
yes,
right?
Yes,
it did.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Most of our fears are imagination.
Yes.
Most of them are imagination.
That's right. That's good. That's good.
Cast these thoughts down. Rest in God, because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Excuse me. He says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge and recognize Him.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. It's a little different. It's okay.
There's two amplified. There's the classic and there's the regular. So one's the other.
Mine's on my paper.
We'll go with you.
Yeah. I'd like for all of you to repeat this with me, okay? God will never leave me nor forsake me.
God will never leave me nor forsake me.
God is my provider.
God is my provider.
God is my healer.
God is my healer.
God is my leadership and guidance.
God is my leadership and guidance.
God is my defender.
God is my defender.
God is my safety and refuge.
God is my safety and refuge.
God is my protection.
God is my protection.
God is my redeemer, and I shall not fear.
God is my redeemer, and I shall not fear.
Amen.
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 Amen. Good, good, good.
Amen. Listen to this verse right here, because you just did this verse. Yeah. Psalms 91:14.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
See, NIV, 91:14. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue Him. I will protect Him, for He acknowledges my name.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Did you just not acknowledge that He was your protection, your safety, your Redeemer?
Yeah.
Because you've acknowledged His name, what will He do?
Protect me.
That's exactly what you did.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. This is awesome.
Yes.
I want you to know I have failed at my fears for the past couple of weeks. They have gripped me. They've turned me inside out and wouldn't turn me loose. And my imagination was, this ain't going to work out, and this is not going to work out, and this is going to be messed up, and that's going to be messed up. And then on top of that, I got to preach.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. And then I get here and the computer crashes after they put all my notes in. Fear gripped me, and I failed miserably. And as that fear came, I was making this message, and I'm like, no, You will never leave me nor forsake me. You will never leave me nor forsake me. And I want you to know, everything turned out exceptionally well. I just don't understand why I let fear get me. But that's what happens. My imagination, and I didn't cast it down right away and take it to Him. That's how you conquer fear.
That's right. That's right.
You got to take it immediately.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Kenneth Hagin wrote a book called Casting Your Care on the Lord. And I stole a couple of paragraphs from him. I want to read this to you. You've carried your heavy load, all your burdens, all your fears and worries. You eat with these problems at mealtime. You slept with your problems or couldn't sleep because of them. You talked about your problems. You become nervous, worried, fretful, and full of anxiety. You smell of fear. If you don't commit your cares and anxieties to the Lord, there will come a time when all of your prayers and all the prayers of the church and everybody else you can get to pray will be of no use.
Right.
When they all get through, you're going to be right where you were when you started, as long as you hold on to these things yourself.
That's good.
You're going to have to turn them over to the Lord. When you turn it over to Him, you don't have it anymore. He's got it. Then you can say, I'm carefree. Even when it's still there from the natural standpoint. Because you're not carrying this load, He is.
Amen.
Say this out loud with me. Don't. God is my burden bearer. He knows all about me. He carries the load.
Yes. Yes.
I turn it over to Him.
Yes.
I don't carry any load at all.
Amen. That's right.
I'm carefree.
That's right.
Load free.
That's right.
Anxiety free.
Yeah.
Worry free.
Yeah.
Burden free.
Yeah.
And I refuse to worry.
Amen.
I refuse to fret.
Yes.
I refuse to be anxious because you said to cast it all on you because you love me.
Amen.
You've got it from this point forward. I rest on you, Lord. It's in your hands now. Yes, the devil may bring a picture of this back to me, but I will laugh at him. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
I'm not going to miss a meal, and I'm not going to lose a wink of sleep.
Yes.
Amen. I've turned this over to the Lord,
yes.
And while I'm asleep, he's working on the case.
Yes.
Ha ha. Devil, you're a loser,
yes.
And you're defeated. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God.
You're probably saying to yourself, yeah, right, it ain't that easy. Well, I didn't say it was going to be easy. You've had the habit. Now, did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You've had the habit of worry,
yes,
for a long time.
Yes.
You need to learn to get into the habit of faith instead.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Isn't that what we've been talking about?
Yeah.
The devil will bring your worries back to your mind. He will wake you up and the problem will hit you square in the face. You'll start thinking about it. You won't be able to sleep again. I suggest you get out of bed, get on your knees, pull out these verses and read them to God. Remind him what he says, right? And yourself. Then say, there it is, Lord. I'm not going to take this back. The devil's trying to bring it back to me. He brought a picture of it to me, but it's your problem now. You keep working on it. I'm going back to sleep now. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. I believe you'll have a struggle with this for a day or two, maybe four. It'll get easier each night.
That's right.
Amen.
But you will get it over into his hands.
Amen.
And you will believe it.
Amen.
Then you'll rest with complete confidence, knowing he, your loving Father, will work it all out for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his glorious
praise
name.
God. Praise God.
What an amazing story.
Praise
God. It's awesome.
Praise God.
I'm about to wrap this up. Let's look at Psalms 34, 19. And I have the other amplified, so I like this one. Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront the righteous. Is that you? You're the righteousness of God. Many hardships and perplexing circumstances confront you, but the Lord rescues him from them all. From them all. What's left out of all? That fear that we have hidden in the closet? Nothing is left out of all. John 16:33. And I'm going to end with this verse here. I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world, which is where we are, you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustrations. Is that not more true than anything we can come up with? But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, amen.
Listen to this. I have deprived it of power to harm you, and I have conquered it for you.
Let it go, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Praise God.
Fear, according to Franklin Roosevelt, is nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror, which paralyzes needed efforts to convert retreat into advance.
Yeah.
Let's pray.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
God will never leave us nor forsake us.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we're going to make this come alive in our hearts.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
Fear, worry, anxiety, we cast you away from us right now. In fact, God didn't give us the spirit of fear.
That's right.
And I take the authority that Jesus has given us, and I bind you fear.
Yes.
I bind you worry.
Yes.
I bind you anxiety.
Yes.
And I put the handcuffs on you and banish you as far as the east is from the west from us to never return. And I call in the spirits of power, love, and a sound mind that God has freely given us to us. I release you of the fears that are gripping you. Father, we are now wrapped our arms around your legs.
Yes.
We are squeezing you, Father.
Praise God.
And I hear you.
Thank you, Lord.
I got you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for taking care of our fears, our worries, anxieties. Yes. We give them to you now.
Yes.
Give them away, folks. Give your fears away.
Yes. Lord. Praise God. Praise God.
Father, we acknowledge your name.
Lord.
Yes.
We acknowledge you.
Yes.
You are our safety and our refuge.
Yes.
You are our provision.
Yes.
You are our leadership and guidance. You are our great physician.
Thank you, Lord.
You are our Redeemer.
Praise.
You will never leave us nor forsake us. And your words are true and they are complete.
Yes.
And we trust in you, Father.
Yes.
We praise your name.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for this chance and this opportunity to glorify Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you, Father.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise.